mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Does heaven exist? You bet. It does, and may it be your hope. Thanks for joining us here again on Viewpoint. Become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. He's not doing it, but God can use you to advance His end-time message to His end-time church. And also, make sure you get a copy of the book, Heaven and the Afterlife. Your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about the program. They need to hear this program just like you did. Thanks for joining us. Pray for us. Be a blessing. And prepare for the hope that lies ahead.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And the reason many people turn into Radio Liberty is because we're going to tell you the information that Rush Limbaugh has paid so much not to tell you, and that is what's really going on today. For instance, the Obama administration tells us it's putting out a great deal of money so we can have jobs here in the United States. They gave some $50 billion to General Motors, and General Motors is then, of course, opening automotive plants that are going to create new jobs in China and in India. We gave Chrysler Motors to Fiat Motor Company, a foreign motor company, and they're opening new jobs to create new plants to create jobs in Mexico and Italy. We know that the other plants, Ford Motor Plant, is opening new factories in China and in India. They're going to be creating a new car there called the Figo, F-I-G-O, that will compete very favorably in India. And this is part of the globalist plan to transfer the manufacturing and the industries and the wealth of America to foreign countries, right along with the whole idea of the Earth Charter written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, and you can get it on the Internet. Just read it through, especially point 10, 10A. Understand everything's going according to plan, but we can't let those stupid American people know what's really going on, or they might catch on to the fact that our leaders have a different allegiance because they worship a different God. Well, with that as a background, let's go to our special guest, as always on Monday evening, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Bob, good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here again.
Oh, boy, Sydney Gold is shining pretty brightly, isn't it?
Well, it's been doing pretty good. I think what's interesting is we had two Mondays in a row where gold has performed very well, and that's unusual. Usually it's not a good day for gold, Monday, and what happens is it usually gets attacked by our government, and on Monday the stock markets get shoved up, and the bond markets as well. So, you know, it was a very unusual day, but twice, 2 weeks in a row. And so I think gold is trying to tell us here that it wants to go considerably higher, especially when you see the trading in London in the physical market, the sellers don't have any real power in that market anymore to make the price go down.
Oh, and
that's extremely important because this heavy central bank buying out there, which is China, Russia, Iran, the Gulf states. Of course, we know that in China they're encouraging people to buy gold and silver, which up until a year ago, they couldn't do it all. And so you have these people who are taking the physical off the market, and in so doing, they leave a big job for the U.S. to try to keep the price down. And, of course, the longer they keep it down, and they've been doing this since 1988, the longer they keep it down, the more opportunity they give people to buy at a very inexpensive price compared to what they should be paying for gold.
Well, don't you think that the big boys, I'm talking about the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the people of great wealth, have been they want to keep it down so they can buy it up because they know the average American doesn't understand what's going on. And I believe that somebody's been accumulating gold for a long time. They just haven't told us really who it is. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Bob Chapman. Well, Bob, I thought the idea that really that you've been putting forward is you don't think that we really have the gold that we're supposed to have, you know, because, of course, not only the United States, but England is selling a coin melt. And this is not certainly what ordinarily central banks deal in, but they've been forced to because apparently they don't have any real gold. What's this story about the Bank of England using coin melt, though? I could understand why our bank, central bank, would use coin melt if they've done away with most of their gold supply. But, of course, they wouldn't tell the American people that. But why would the Bank of England being used coin melt gold?
Well, what the United States has been doing for years is swapping gold. They didn't want people to know that they've been in the market. And the only people, or the only central bank, that has coin melt is the United States government. So if the United Kingdom has coin melt, they swapped it with the United States government. And so the U.S. probably wanted to do some selling in the market. So let's say they sent $1 billion in coin melt over to England, and England sold an equal amount into the market in behalf of the U.S. government. And that's how other governments would get that kind of delivery, which is 0.88 to 0.90, sometimes 0.91. And normal legal delivery in that market, I think, is 0.99. And I don't know sure for sure, but it's something like that. So the U.S. couldn't make delivery. You know, back in, I think it was 1978 or 71, Anthony Sutton wrote about U.S. gold, and he said only 19% of the gold held by the U.S. government was good delivery. And we've seen for almost 2 years, coin melt showing up in the market, not necessarily from the United States, but from other countries. And this latest episode is another example. What the British, the Bank of England was doing is that two bullion houses couldn't deliver against contracts, and they had to deliver for them, and that's how this melt came to light. And this is just a few days ago, last week, and I think that England, if they have any gold at all, has very little. As you remember, when gold
hold that thought, Bob. We gonna have to bring on the stations. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was just saying he doesn't think that England has very much gold, and he doesn't think that the United States has very much gold. Certainly, it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when Germany tried to get the gold that was being held. They wanted to get the gold for themselves. It's been held in the United States, and the United States wouldn't give them the gold that was on deposit here. China and the Arab countries tried to get the gold that was on deposit in London, and they wouldn't provide it. And Bob's questioning, do they really have the gold? Apparently, on one of the exchanges recently, people had bought forward contracts on gold, and when they said, well, we don't want money, we want gold, they were told, well, we'll just pay off in money. And they said, no, we want the gold. And, well, they don't have any gold. So pick up the story.
Comics, not too long ago, I had to deliver on gold contracts, and they did everything they could to keep people from doing that, and they had to borrow gold from Canada, and Canada said the gold was they had gold missing, and they didn't know where it was. And
how can a major country have gold missing and have no idea where it is? I mean, that's like you're losing the crown jewels, but we knew it was, we put it in that case, and oh, shucks, we must have made a mistake. I mean, well, you don't lose your gold if you're a country.
I'm sure you have patently idiotic the excuses are. I mean, you don't lose tons of gold. What happened with it is it went to the COMEX in New York, and the COMEX was also supplied gold by the European Central Bank because it couldn't make delivery. And so that's where some of the gold has gone to recently. And how much the European Central Bank, how much gold is left available at COMEX is questionable. And then you have the ETFs, the silver ETF, which is SLV. In their contracts, it says they can use derivatives and futures contracts. And also, it's my suspicion at GLD, which is the exchange-traded fund for gold, that the same thing's going on. And I think in both instances, they might have a third to a half of gold that they say they have and hold contracts. But what happens if somebody doesn't deliver against the contract, and, you know, then they have a failure, and that could happen on a widespread basis, leaving the people who own those two exchange-traded funds without their gold. And so I think it's going to become a major scandal, non-delivery of physical. And what's happening is the central banks throughout the world, who are the buyers? There's India and China and Russia and Brazil and Iran and Venezuela and the Gulf states as well. And so there's tremendous pressure on that physical market, and they only can hold it down so long. Another thing is that there's almost a major short position in gold, almost by the fact that the week before last and then last week, the short positions came down about 8,000 contracts. But that week before, it was an all-time record. And who are short? The short positions are by the commercials. And the commercials are banks. And the banks are working on behalf of the United States government. And the same thing is true with silver, incidentally. And these large, concentrated short positions, short means you bet it's going to go down, these positions are way out of whack. The CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, shouldn't allow this, but they do. And the only reason that they would is they're a government agency, and the government's telling them, no, this is the way it's going to be. And so you have this inordinate amount of short positions which have been set up to drive the price of gold and silver down. And in the silver market, there's two commercials that are holding it down. And in the gold market, it's three. And we all know who it is. J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs are the ringleaders. And it's a situation where they, because of the physical demand, they can't hold it down anymore. And that's why you see gold breaking out, and that's why you see it go up almost every day. And it's going to gain velocity. And if we have some negative event, what's going to happen is that it's just going to bust out and go up $30 or $40 or $50 a day. And I've been telling my subscribers at the International Forecaster to expect that kind of volatility, because we saw that occur during 1979 and 1980.
I remember it so well. I'm watching from the sidelines, of course. Well, let's go to Bob, who's calling in from Kennewick, Washington. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Hi, Thank you, Doctor. Trust that you gentlemen are also.
We're doing great.
Good. Praise the Lord. Could we broach the subject of devaluation tonight or maybe some other time in the future?
Well, you go ahead and bring up the subject. Go ahead.
And the ramifications of it, please.
Well, you go ahead.
Well, first of all, unfortunately for the dollar, devaluation has been going on for 10 years. And we're looking at a USDX index, and that is six major currencies versus the dollar. And it had a high of 124, went down to 71.18, went back up to 89.5 at the beginning of May, where it topped again. It's trading around 76. I believe it'll be soon, and I thought it would happen before the end of October, and I might be a little off on this, maybe by the end of the year. When it gets down there, it'll probably take it 6 months to a year, maybe a year and a half, to drop down to where it's eventually going, which should be somewhere between 40 and 55. There's no telling. It's a guesstimate. And at that time, I think a number of things are going to happen. There'll be a confluence of events. First of all, I think that at that time, the U.S. dollar will no longer be the world reserve currency. I think a trading currency or a trading unit will be affected. Now, recently, they talked about having the special drawing rights from the IMF used as this trading currency. And special drawing rights don't have any backing. There's nothing behind them. There's nothing behind any other fiat currency with the exception of the euro that used to have 15% gold backing and now has about 7. Now, what I think they're going to do is not use the SDR and use a currency unit based upon 20 currencies. And those 20 currencies will be weighted against one another, and they will all have a gold component of 10 to 15%. One of the problems that they're faced with is that not everybody in the group has gold or has enough, which means they'd have to go into the market and be a buyer to make that unit effective. But I think that that would work and be acceptable in world trade, and the U.S. would be one of those countries. And on the other hand, at the same time as this international trading unit is created, there would be another meeting like in the early 70s at the Smithsonian meetings, and also in 1985 the Plaza Accord, where they had meetings to essentially devalue the dollar. And so at this meeting, all currencies would be revalued and devalued against one another. And also, I see a debt settlement, a default. And all countries in debt to one another would have their debt reduced by two-thirds. It would be written off. The other third would have to be paid. But at the same time, I see the United States officially devaluing the dollar, and that would be three old dollars for one new dollar. And that is the evolutionary process I see. I think that prior to that happening, we're going to get some pretty high inflation, anywhere between 15 and 30%. It could be higher. And I know some eminent economists who I generally agree with, are talking about a Weimar or a Argentinian situation. And this part of this is which I foresee in the devaluation and default. The default would mirror what happened in Argentina in 2000, 2001. Weimar was a different situation. although it was in the thousands of percent of inflation, everything went crazy. And I don't think we're going to get that, but we may, but I don't think so.
Well, hope and pray.
So
we hope and
that's
pray.
The way I see this thing going out. And I don't know anybody else that's come up with this sort of conclusion.
Okay, and does that answer your question, Bob, from Kennewick?
Thank you very, very much, gentlemen. I appreciate that very much.
Well, I think we're in for some very, very serious problems. I think the whole world financial system is crumbling, the end of an era. The America we've known before is never going to come back again with great wealth and prosperity. But this is all part of a scam to cover up what was really going on. That was the transfer of wealth to other nations, and they've done a good job on their effort to impoverish the American people. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Bob, do you want to hang up and come back? We've got a lot of static there.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'll be happy to.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So, anyway, we'll go ahead here, and we've got Bill calling from... and we'll have Bob back on the line here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Vaccine. Many of them have gotten sick and some had died. And when Bob tried to follow up on it, why he found out that the Naval Intelligence had threatened the wives and said, don't you dare mention this again, or of course your husbands would be court-martialed, or and of course the husbands could be sent to prison. So basically they've sealed off information in the land of the free. You're not free to tell the truth. So anything else, Bill?
Okay, the only other thing is, since all the military, if I understand it, is being vaccinated now and will be completed, I think, by the end of this week, will there be possibly ways without to find out if what is being done to the entire military is sickening any of them?
Well, all I can tell you, first of all...
First,
Bill, the vaccine is not necessary because the epidemic's peaked out, and probably most of the military have already contracted the disease and are immune to it, and another vaccination will only prime them for autoimmune disease and other chronic and neurological disabilities. So the whole thing is unnecessary. I think they're up to something else, and I don't think it's for the benefit of our people. And it's a shame that the military is allowing their people to be destroyed, not by Osama bin Laden, not by the terrorists in Afghanistan or the Al-Qaeda, but wicked people in Washington, D.C., who hate the military, look upon them as stupid, dumb animals.
Yes, like Dr. Kissinger.
Right, Dr. Kissinger, right. Anything else, Bill, before we let you go?
That's all. I appreciate what you do, and you, Bob, for being on so many programs. I catch you on shortwave every time I can. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to talk to Bob. And hey, you raised quite a ruckus with that story, Bob.
Well, you know, we were only reporting what we were given by people, and we know who they are. They've been on the program for 3 or 4 years. And the girls there get together and they listen as a group. And their husbands are all officers, all the way up to colonel and in the Marines. And some of the Navy wives and their officers are the ones who, you know, gave us the story. And, you know, we would talk to them in the IM all the time. And so, you know, we know who these people are. And so, you know, they're not people that run around making up stories. And so one of the detractors was a pharmaceutical company that had a great deal to gain from selling these pharmaceuticals to the government with these tests and an eventual total vaccinations of all of the military people. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, and they were on the Internet dispelling the story. And we did an investigation, and we found out what they were doing and how they were profiting from the whole thing. And so you've got to discount what they have to say, especially in view of the fact they hid that when they get on the Internet. And so there was, you know, there was this distraction, and the number of entities, programs, and on the Internet picked it up. And, you know, some of the people on the Internet who have programs wouldn't touch it, and others talked about it. And we're in a position where we couldn't prove it, because we couldn't get any more information because we'd been shut down. And so the truth will come out in time.
Well, we do know that they use our servicemen as guinea pigs. They did it in the repeatedly. In fact, anybody wants to question that, we have a congressional report. We call it the Rockefeller Report, that explains how they use our servicemen as human guinea pigs without their knowledge or consent in violation of the Nuremberg statutes. But these people are above the law. After all, they're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, we'll go to Sandy, calling from Spokane here. Hi, Sandy. Do you have a question or comment for Bob?
Yes. I just wanted to find out if he had any idea. I've heard him say that if the dollar goes down, that it will be worth like one-third of what it is now.
Right, that's what he fears, and I fear he's absolutely right. In fact, I think he may be a little bit optimistic, but let's hope it doesn't go down more than that.
Well, what I wondered is, when people have mortgages and things like that, will that go down one-third also?
All right, that's a legitimate question. We'll get to it in just a moment. You hang on there, Sandy, and we'll get to Ron just shortly. And remember our number, 1-888-24 Liberty.
Well, I'm going to hang up and I'll listen on the radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and Sandy, did you hang up on me?
Well, I was going to.
Well, don't you hang up? Don't you hang up, because you're not going to be able to hear Bob's answer, because we're going to a break. But we'll get Bob to answer the question for you. Bob, what's going to happen? People have debt; they're concerned. Are they going to pay it in the old dollars or the new dollars, or is there any way to tell? Because we're living in a world gone mad.
Well, with reservation, I have to say I don't know, but if you use logic on a 1-for-3 exchange, it would mean that domestically, Americans, if they had a mortgage for $100,000, it would become a $33,000 mortgage. Or if they made a $100,000 a year salary, they would get $33,000 a year, and on. But the people who are controlling our government, they're not logical. They do what they want to do. And so we don't know for sure what they're going to do. And if they wanted to and made people pay back on the old basis with new money, they could bankrupt everybody. So we don't know what their ambition is going to be at that time. And so I can't give a complete answer because they just don't have one.
Well, I think the one thing is, Sandy, they really want to impoverish the American people. Everything I've been able to read suggests that. And certainly reading their publications, their plan, which is laid out, of course, in the Earth Charter. So we're going to have to wait and see. But, just protect yourself in any way you can, okay?
Well, yeah. I live in Spokane, and we're facing that Proposition 4 thing. And I heard you talk about that last week.
Well, I hope you're going to vote against it.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I'm afraid they're going to take my dog away.
They take away a lot more than your dog if they can.
Oh, I know.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, I don't think so. I think that's what I was wondering about.
All right, well, I hope you'll keep listening. I hope you get all the rest of the people up there in Spokane and Richland and the Tri-Cities area and all the people there in Coeur d'Alene listening, because this is how we're getting the information out, and more people are becoming aware of the fact that we're being lied to, that other things are happening, that nothing is as it appears to be. God bless. Thank you very much for calling and listening, Sandy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Sandy calling from Spokane, Washington, and certainly our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're going to Ron from Richland here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and we're going to put Ron from Richland on, but I'm going to ask Ron to be patient for just a moment. As Bob tells us how our listeners can get a copy of the International Forecaster and hopefully subscribe to it. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. for those who are not on the Internet, you can get a free introductory copy of either by going to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can go and send us a email, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at INTFORECASTER.com, Bob at INTFORECASTER.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. I can tell our listeners it's an excellent newsletter. I look forward to reading it twice a week. Let's go to Ron calling from Richland. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Hi, Mr. Chapman. Just one question. I listen to Dave Ramsey, and he's a financial consultant who broadcasts on the radio, and he encourages people to get out of debt, and he may send some very good advice, but he absolutely ridicules anybody who would even think of purchasing gold or any type of precious metals.
What does he suggest you do with your money? Put it into a fiat paper system and hope that it's going to hold its value? What does he suggest you do with your money?
Well, he said first get yourself a 6-month reserve fund or an emergency fund in case so you can pay off your expenses for 6 months, and of course he says to get out of debt as soon as you can, and you know, buy stocks and companies, and he thinks if the economy collapses, we'll go to a barter system. We won't be won't be used at all. And
What do you think of his advice?
What do I think?
What do you think of it?
Well, I think it's great to stay out of debt.
Yeah, but what do you think about not buying gold, specifically not buying gold, something of intrinsic value for the last 5,000 years?
Well, you know, if I had money, I'd probably want to do some of that.
Okay.
I don't think I'd agree with him. I agree with Mr. Chapman, however, that you can't eat the gold. You know, you've got to have some food and shelter and such, but means of protection and some of your necessities. But you want to put it in, if you have any money to save, a nest egg, then you better put it where they can't gobble it up.
All right, Bob, why don't you comment on this? Because I think that Ron is right on. In other words, he doesn't believe these people that you are on the mainline radio telling them not to buy gold, don't buy gold, don't listen to these extremists. What do you have to say to them, Bob?
Well, if they're on mainline radio, and I go on there all the time, although I'm a guest on a number of shows, I don't have my own show. And if you're on a major network station, and you espouse gold or silver as an investment, you're told that if you don't discontinue that your program will be dropped. And I know that for a fact, because I talk to many, many people who are on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. Now, I go on there, and I go on for anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, but it's usually 20 minutes to 45 minutes, and these people in the programs were off air. They'll tell me what's going on and how three guys get fired over here and one get fired over there for espousing that. There was another very well-known financial advisor, I forget his name, he was told the same thing.
No, Bob Berkshire? Brixner?
Who?
Oh, is it Bob? Bob,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob, I haven't listened to him for years. A very intelligent man, but the same thing happened to him. And so I don't have any of those constraints. And retired, even though I still write. And I'm 74 years old. I don't have to answer to anybody. And most people my age and Stan's age are sitting in rocking chairs watching television or reading a book. And we don't care to do that. We want to bring people the truth. And to answer your question, what I tell subscribers is, number one, getting out of debt is a wonderful idea, and I've espoused that for years. Secondly, I think people should have extra food around in case they get laid off, and they should have some savings. I don't recommend more than 3 months' cash in a checking account or bank account, because I don't think there's really any insurance left. And I think that situation is going to become worse. I tell people who have a business to have 6 months free cash available. And I also tell them that in case of emergencies, they should have a water filter and have a method of defending their family. And after that, then people can think about buying gold and silver coins and shares. And so it's sort of a stepping up process where you do what you can do. And there's nothing empirical about it. I just don't know any place else to go other than gold and silver, particularly at this time, because I picked the top of the stock market twice recently, in the second week of April of 2000, then again in October of 07 at 14,100. Actually, I picked it at 14. And I said the market would go to 6,600, and that's exactly where it went. And this bear market rally that you're witnessing is going to run out of steam here in the next 3 to 6 months. And it's going right back down to where it came from. And so at that time, I think about a year from now, that interest rates, real rates, will start to rise. And in the meantime, because of the monetization of debt done by the Federal Reserve, which creates money out of nothing, I think we're going to have very, very high inflation. And that means that gold and silver are going to go higher. And even when inflation ends, which it will, probably 3 or 4 years out, we go into a deflationary depression, gold and silver will still hold their values. And they might even go up in value for that matter, because there will be a flight to quality as people realize that all the currencies in the world, but particularly the dollar, are going to go down against gold and silver, as they have been going down for the past 6 years.
You know, Ron, many years ago, I used to do a lot of talk radio up in San Francisco. I'd be invited up as a guest, and one of my favorite hosts there was a man named Jim Eason. He was on KGO for 20 or 30 years. Great guy, brilliant guy, great entertainer, but I was up with him in the studio one day, and he said, you know, he said, Stan, if I said what I really believed on the radio, they would fire me tomorrow. And then we went back on, you know, actually, he said, you know, if anybody ever told me what to say on this radio program, I would simply walk out of the studio when he looked over at me, grinned like a Chelsea cat, and winked at me. That's the way it really is. That's the real world out there. They don't dare tell you what they really believe. Anything else, Ron?
Well, one thing, I listened to Glenn Beck, and he has a number of different gold companies advertise on his TV show.
Right. Well, they do that for money, and I think I'm glad that he does. I hope people are taking heed to and getting prepared for the difficult times that lie ahead. Hey, thanks so much for calling, and let's go to Frank, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Frank. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. Does anyone know or have a good estimate of how much gold different countries around the world have in their possession?
Yes, there is a listing of that, but the problem with that is that they all lie, so we don't really know what they've got. And as Stan said earlier, Germany, Dubai, and Hong Kong have requested their gold from the U.S. and from London, and they can't get it. and we only can surmise that it's been sold. It didn't belong to them, but they sold it anyway. So we really don't know who's got what. I mean, we can guess. I imagine Germany's got more gold. I know France has gold. Italy may or may not have gold because they've been leasing their gold, which is tantamount to selling. And many other nations have been doing that as well. And the reason they do it that way is that they can hold it on their books under IMF rules and say that even though we lease the gold, we still own it, when in fact the gold's been sold by a gold bullion house like J.P. Morgan Chase, and they've been paid back dollars in return for that gold with the intention of or having suppressed the market. That's what it's all about. And so we don't know what they've got.
Does that answer your question, Frank?
Yes. Can I ask another question?
Yeah, sure you can. Go ahead. Oh, how are you hearing us? Are you hearing us on shortwave or internet? Or can you hear a little station over there?
Radio.
What are you hearing is directly on radio, so you must be listening then to
KKM.
Beg your pardon?
Shortwave.
Okay, shortwave radio. Okay, go ahead.
Back in the 30s, if you had the price of a farmland went from like $350 down to $30 an acre. Now, the $30 an acre that you had would buy an equivalent amount of food and clothes and things like that that the $350 an acre would buy before the Depression. Would that work out again, do you think, this time?
Well, I think your synopsis is generally correct, although what usually happens after a devaluation is there's usually a further pressure on a currency that does that, and that's usually caused by inflation. And there's no guarantee as to what will happen after a official deflation, devaluation. The advantage of being in gold and silver is that gold and silver will rise in anticipation in a free market of a devaluation of any currency. And that's what's been happening for 6 years. And so what happened in the 1930s? Well, the price of gold went from $21 an ounce to $32 an ounce, or $20.50 or something like that, up to that higher level. And so that increase in gold in price offset the devaluation of the dollar. Unfortunately, what happened, too, was that gold was confiscated, and what happened in that instance was that only 25% of the gold that was held by individuals was turned in. So it wasn't a very successful confiscation. And as we know, in the years following, it played out, and the United States government increased debt by 45%, and at the height of the Depression in the early 30s, the unemployment was somewhere between 25 and 30%. They don't know exactly, but we'll say 25%. And the unemployment in 1939 was 17.4%, and in 1940 it was 16.2%. So they did make a dent in it, but they didn't solve it, and so instead we had a war.
And I fear very much, Frank, that that's where we're headed. That's how they're going to get out of this. They're going to kill an awful lot of people and plunge us into a terrible and bloody war. Anyway, thanks much for calling. Let's go to Bill.
Thank you very much for your program.
God bless. Thank you. And let's go to Bill calling from Arkansas. Hi, Bill. How are you doing? Bill, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened to Bill. We'll put him on hold.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I couldn't hear you for a minute.
Okay.
I really don't understand this. They talk about that the dollar's going to be devalued. So say if you had $3,000 in the bank and they devalued it two-thirds, would you wake up the next day and go to the bank and they'd say, well, you only have $1,000 on available? And then, but at the same time, would something that costs $3,000 now cost $1,000?
Yes.
That's what happened in our...
And, but there's no guarantee of that. It would depend upon government and what they enforced. And, you know, when you get there, you don't know. All you know is that you're better off having gold than you are not having gold. So those are people who have wealth and want to retain it.
That's pretty well what they did in Argentina. It was early in the early 2000s, and there was a lot of people concerned, wanting to take their money out of Argentina because it had trouble with their money before. And the government said, you don't have to worry. The peso is pegged to the dollar. We would not lie to you. I mean, there's nothing to worry about. You ought to go to bed and sleep soundly because the peso is good as the dollar. And they went to bed on Friday. And on Monday they said, surprise, we lied. And now your peso is worth 30 cents. And don't complain because the people who bought our bonds overseas, they're even in worse shape. They're not going to get anything for their bonds. They'll be glad you're getting 30 cents back. And now they've raided the pension funds down there. But this is what happens when you have government that can do whatever they want to. Originally, we had a constitution that kept government from doing things like that, but no more. Bob, will you want to get your telephone number out one more time?
That's 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And you can get a free copy of the International Forecast either by mail or by email.
Okay, fine. And let's go to Jeff, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Dr. Stan. Hi, Bob. I get the international...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. and there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit...
Week things get more exciting and more exciting, or well, anyway, we're living in truly prophetic times. God bless, and thanks so much, Bob.
Bye-bye. See you next week.
Okay, fine. Well, it was Bob Chapman. Always a pleasure to have Bob with us. And this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And once again, then, certainly our telephone number, 1-800-548-9927. Now, this is the last week. You're going to have to get your reservations in for our conference. It's going to be a week from Sunday. That's the 25th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And I'm just completing my talk on Sydney, the specter that's haunting America today. Really pretty good talk, even if I do say. So talks take on sort of a life of their own, and you sort of gradually know what you're supposed to be saying. And well, I think it'll have a message that'll be well worthwhile hearing. In fact, I'm clarifying a lot of my own thoughts as we put the talk together. That's one reason I enjoy giving talks. And then, of course, we certainly don't want to remind you that we're going to be offering a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, as a weapon to be used. It is a weapon that will help you educate others. And certainly, ordinarily, the book markets for $12.95, but you can get, for a suggested gift of $149.95, 60 copies of the book, a little bit over $2 a copy, plus with the shipping, maybe $2.50 a copy with shipping. And you can afford to give them away, great Christmas gift. But you can transform people's lives. You can get them to read it and begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in. So if you've never read the book, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you have read the book and you'd like to help us get it reprinted, and certainly if you'd like, of course, to have something to reach people with and explain to them what is going on from a spiritual and interdimensional point of view, the number 1-800-544-8927. If you're reading Dan Brown's latest book, The Lost Symbol, if you watch The Fringe, they talk about the interdimensional forces that are at work, and there really are interdimensional forces, but you need to understand how terribly, terribly dangerous they are. Well, anyway, of course, if you'd like to get a case of the books, we certainly will hold everything until we have enough pledges to go ahead and actually get the book printed. And then, of course, you'll get them after they're printed. Number 1-800-544-8927, and you'll have a whole case of books. And but it'll be something to offer people that can actually change their lives for eternity. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get some of our material. Certainly you'll want to get our talk, our four-tape set, or four-CD set, actually, on the swine flu epidemic. There's no justification for vaccinating at this time, certainly no justification for vaccinating pregnant women, because all of the drug manufacturers say, in essence, there are no animal studies that show it's safe. So why does the CDC want to vaccinate women with vaccines that contain both thimerosal, and certainly in the case of regular, the seasonal flu vaccine, thimerosal and aluminum? Why would they want to give all the toxic metal to children? Because some of them, during this stage of development, it'll destroy their minds. Now, one in every 190 to 100 children is autistic. They just announced it last week, first of last week, and not only that, but of course, why would they want to do something that would harm an unborn child? Doesn't make sense unless maybe there's another agenda out there. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we're really involved in this spiritual battle with evil and wicked people. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher. And we're going to be talking about the report from Iron Mountain, a fantastic report. It must come out about, oh, pretty close to, what was it, 25, 30 years ago? Hi, Bob. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm fine. Yes, I believe it came out in 67 originally, if I'm, yes, 1967.
32 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're having fun. Yes, this is an amazing piece of literature. I guess I have to go back. I discovered it and came across it several years ago when I was in the on the road an awful lot, approximately 1995, and in that period of time, and I was doing speaking engagements, two, three, sometimes four of them a week, and traveling all over the country and doing, I had my own radio program, and I was doing other radio and television interviews, and we were interviewed on CNN and all the major news media at that time, and somebody had brought it to my attention. I may even have been your show, because I know you were aware of it yourself going back, way back to that time, and of course, when you're not aware of something, you don't know anything about it. And then once, if it's as drastically interesting as the report from Iron Mountain was, someone had given it to me. As a matter of fact, that was interesting. I was told about it, and I looked around, and I couldn't find it. It was totally out of print, I was unable to find it any place. And I went to the local library. They didn't even have a copy. And I tried two or three places, and they said, oh, well, that's been out of print for several years. And they said there was somebody who was going to reprint it, but right now nobody had a copy. And interestingly enough, I called somebody in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and I said, I'm trying to find this book copy of this report from Iron Mountain, and my friend up there did a little snooping, and to my amazement came back and At that time, I was in Montana. I was living in Montana, and they came back and they said, how far are you from Bozeman, Montana? And it was not too far, 15, 25 miles, something like that. And I told them, and they said to me, they said, well, you can find it at the library at the university there in Montana. So I said, wow, this is really, it's been really hard to track down. And so we went, and finally I had the opportunity, I got on over there, and my friend was able to even give me, which I get a big kick out of it, talk about control of government and all. He was able to tell me the shelf it was on and how many books over, so I guess he had done some real tracking for me, and how many books it was from the left side of the wall and the specific rack it was located in. And I went on over, we found it, I made a copy of it for myself because I did have to return it, and it was an original, what they call an original first copy. It was in the university there in Montana.
All right, but the report from Iron Mountain, a fascinating report. I mean, who wrote it? Well, we know who wrote it, but what was he really writing about?
Well, and I'm not sure that we do. That became an interesting story also, and still is, because they're still trying to debunk it. The report, supposedly, and I present this strictly as knowing what I do know about it, and I'm pretty positive personally that it is absolutely a real report on a real report. Supposedly, during the 60s, President Kennedy authorized a group of scholars to come together and to study what might be needed, what were the ramifications, and what would be required by the United States government and its relationship to the citizens of America if we were to eventually move into a period of full peace, or a period when there was no longer a need for conflict or a concern of conflict or war between the major nations.
And I think it's so important to point out that one of the points that they make is that war is used to control the populace, so, and to mobilize the people behind the government, you know, that against the common enemy, the boogeyman. Maybe it's the communists, or maybe it's Osama bin Laden, or maybe it's Al-Qaeda. We have to have an enemy, but what would happen if there weren't an enemy out there? How could society survive if we really were moving into a period of peace? Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, yes, but it went, and actually, more complex than that, but that was basically the idea was, what might the government have to do? What adjustments would society have to make? And how would it affect, the idea of a United States of America, if, in fact, we became a one-world government? Now, that terminology is not used in the book or the report, but that's what it amounted to. And that was that when we finally moved in, let's say, under a United Nations banner, and we all mutually agreed to live in a peacetime without war and without conflict, and what the ramifications were. And theoretically, it was 16 people that got together over a period of a couple of years. They actually would theoretically, they met like every 6 months or something over a period of a few years. Kennedy was actually killed and murdered before the report was finished. And
hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is telling us about the report from Iron Mountain. It's a book that came out some, 35 years ago. And, of course, it created quite a stir at the time. I can remember that. And basically, it was supposedly a report issued by a think tank that met at a place called Iron Mountain over a period of a couple of years. And the purpose of the think tank was to figure out how society would be organized if we didn't have an enemy. Now, war is used to organize society, and you have to have an enemy. Communism, very convenient enemy. Fidel Castro, who we brought to power and kept in power for many years, very convenient enemy. But and now, of course, then, of course, we had to, after we got rid of communism, we had to have a terrorism, a war on terrorism, and a war on poverty, and a war on cancer. And certainly, we always have to have an enemy out there, and we're going to have a war on it. But how would society exist if you didn't have an enemy to mobilize against? And of course, the whole idea was that the enemy is used to rally the people behind the government so they'll support Big Brother or support the government. But now, what would happen if we were going to have peace? We were moving into a period of peace. And so, Bob, pick up the story there.
Well, these folks met, like you say, and they met several times in the secret underground facility called Iron Mountain, which, by the way, still exists, we'll get into that, but they utilize it for storage and other things of top secret information and all. But that location, Iron Mountain, was where they got the title for. And basically, this was an extremely intellectual, rated as being very intellectual and put together by some very intelligent persons or one or two people, I don't know. I'm assuming that the book that came out was done by a gentleman named Leonard Lewin, L-E-W-I-N, who passed away several years ago, and he theoretically put this book together and said that he had been approached by someone that was part of it, and that the original report was something like 600 pages, and that was even half of the report. It didn't include the indexes and other parts of the book or the report. It was a huge report. It was not finished during Kennedy's administration. Kennedy was murdered before it was done. Johnson ordered it to be completed. They did finish it another year or so. While Johnson was president, Johnson theoretically went over it and had it, the original report itself, totally classified, open-ended, in other words, classified forever until some other president releases it. So nobody ever actually got to see this final extremely interesting report.
Well, because I think it's important for the listeners to understand that Lewin originally said, this is accurate. I mean, this is just what happened. I was given the report because somebody on the committee wanted to get the information out. And then many years later, 20 years later, he said, I lied, I made it all up. But it was all based upon the things that were going on at that time. And so the ideas were put forward were very valid. So the one thing we know is that, well, Mr. Lewin was a liar. He initially lied, or he later lied. We don't know. All we know is that he's no longer living.
Right.
But you go right ahead.
And what had happened, as a matter of fact, my personal connection to it, going beyond the fact that that I tracked this thing down, and it was such a shocking report, if in fact it's real, was that this I started using this and included information about it in my lecture presentations that I did all over the United States. And back, I'm going to say it was 1996, I'm pretty positive that was when it was, or 90, yeah, it would have been 96. I was living in Los Angeles and still on the road doing many of these speaking engagements. And I received a call from a television producer, and he was either NBC or ABC, and I apologize for not recalling at this time. And they wanted to do a live broadcast. It would have been actually a debate between myself, because I was out on the road so profusely expanding and talking about this particular report, and Mr. Leonard Lewin, him, the fellow that originally had put this, had published this the report. And and he was a pretty elderly fellow at that time, but he was still totally had his wits about him. And that was, like you said, at that point in time, in 1996, he was now saying that this was all baloney, that he never did, that this was not a real report, that he had fabricated it, maybe with a couple of friends, et cetera, or something like that, that they had put it on out, and that it was totally fabrication. And I absolutely am positive that it is not, in my personal opinion. And I told the television producer, the news producer, who, by the way, I believe his name, he said his name was Rick Nelson, which, and he was not the singer, but I remembered that because it was rather unusual. And it was for like 60 Minutes or one of these news broadcasts. And I had already done quite a bit of television, and I said, absolutely, I will debate this fellow on the book. I said, there's no way that this guy wrote this and that it's artificial, because there's so much time has passed, and there's so much of this book has now taken place exactly as it was written in the book, and according to the report from the original Iron Mountain, and that... I told the producer, as a matter of fact, I asked him, I said, have you read that book yourself? And he said, no, I haven't. He says, but this my bosses here want me to have you debate Mr. Leonard Lewin, and because he says that it's fraudulent, and you're saying that that it is not. And I asked the producer, I said, you need to read this. Can you get it? He said, yes, I have a copy. I told him, I said, you have to sit down and read this before you make a complete fool of yourself. I said, this guy, if he sits down with me and has a debate on this, he's going to come off really looking stupid. And the reason is not that I'm so terribly schooled in it, so to speak, but the fact that either he is a complete psychic with the ability to look into the future and know exactly what's going to happen by our government, or our government actually read his pretend book, his artificial book that he's claiming is now artificial, and they now are modeling all of the new laws and following a novel that this character wrote.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to know what this conclusion was, and that is, we need an enemy, and of course we could have this sort of an enemy and that sort of an enemy, but why not a danger to the environment? Wouldn't that be the ultimate? The real enemy would be danger to the environment, and so this would justify massive expansion of the power of the federal government to protect the environment. And of course, it was all about sustainable development. And I mean, this is exactly what they have done. I mean, this whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. But maybe they read his book and simply designed the whole environmental movement around that. That's why, of course, they're destroying the Central Valley of California today. There are no crops being planted in much of the Central Valley because of the endangered 3-inch delta smelt. There's a 3-inch delta smelt, so letting the water simply run out to the ocean rather than be used to grow our crops, and we're increasingly having to import fruit from other countries. We can't grow our own crops here because, of course, they've shut off the water for an imagined danger. They're taking down, of course, the dams so there won't be any water, or there won't be any cheap hydroelectricity. There's an organized effort to destroy our country in the name of, you know, protecting the 3-inch smelt, or the 2-toed salamander, or the 1-eyed whatever it would be. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and that's true. One of maybe 9 major points that were made in the book was, number one, that if, basically what they said was that if we didn't have a war, a necessity for war with other countries, nations at that time, of course it was Russia and communism was the big enemy. They said, which you're telling now, is that we'll have to, we will have to fabricate an enemy, And they said, number one, they said, maybe we could utilize UFOs and outer space invasions or something of that sort, flying saucers and aliens. That could be one good good enemy. And he and by the way, they pointed out that the enemy would have to be something that the public would actually perceive that would not just be out there as maybe an irritant or a problem, but it would have to be a problem severe enough to replace war. And by that, they went on to say that it would have to be the fear of death that the people of the United States would have to, of the whole world, as a matter of fact, but primarily the USA, that they would have to actually think that they were going to die or be killed by the enemy.
And I would just point out that that was the theme of the X-Files. So popular. Well done. I just love the X-Files. And now, of course, Friends has exactly the same, if you haven't seen it on television, a gripping commentary. But only now in the second season are we really beginning to understand that they're out there. And they want, of course, to destroy us. They, from the other dimension. And fascinating. But, of course, it's all about fear, mobilizing because they're out to get us. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
And again, we have to remember this, the period of time.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Wife Chris, the, you know, and because it, but it was really the aliens that were kind of coming to get us. No, they've replaced that now with something called Fringe. If you haven't seen it, let me recommend it. It's a gripping commentary, but now we're in the second season, and now it's coming out. They're there. They're from the other dimension. They look just like us, but they're not like us, and they're watching us. And they want to take us over. And that's the whole alien scenario, of course. And they have the flying scenario, the flying saucer scenario. Then they have the terrorist scenario. These are all their suggestions. And then the environmental scenario. But and then there is, of course, why we'll go to the moon. Or we'll go to the moon. And we can, of course, people are going to have to put their money in because we've got to get to the moon. And have you ever wondered why we have the space program, what we're accomplishing? Oh, my goodness, and so we got to have the space program, and we got to get to Mars. And have you ever wondered why it is we were able to get to the moon in the 1960s, the late 1960s, but we can't get there today? Have you ever wondered about that? Does that ever puzzle you? But then, of course, the real threat would be the environment, the threat to the destruction of the environment. So, Cindy, go ahead, pick up the story, Bob, because this is such an important thing. How do you mobilize and manipulate the common folks? Go ahead.
Well, by the way, I need to finish my what had taken place with the producers of. As a matter of fact, and I it just dawned on me what it was. It was Dateline NBC. That was the television program that in 1996 wanted myself to do a one-on-one debate with Mr. Lewin, who was still alive at that time. When I told the producers that they needed to read this thing line for line before they did this show, because if they didn't, they were going to have egg on their face. No surprise to myself, within 1 week, the producer called me back and told me, never mind, we decided not to do the program, and we'll just forget about it because we're not going to do it, and that was a word that had come down from the people running the Dateline NBC show and back down to the producer and said, just tell Mr. Fletcher we're not going to do it. So that was the end of that, and there was no longer going to be that program. So in other words, what happened was they actually, I guess, did read it, I think, and they saw how ludicrous it would have been for this for them to make a big deal out of the idea that it may have been a synthetic report, because as we mentioned, and as you can see, all of these things that they had listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on down through the book that were good ideas to control the people and still get that same amount of money out of our pockets on a weekly basis, that all of those crazy programs have all been put in place. So, anyhow, we get back to what they were saying. On the environmental side, they said in the report, they said that right now in 67, 65, in that period of time, that there was not any serious problem with pollution. And they said, however, if the government was to change, if they started in at that time, 67, if they were to finish, when they finished this report, if the government changed some laws and permitted industrial pollution to increase, that within 10 or 15 years, they would be able to come out and tell us straight to our face that we are going to be dying from pollution, that pollution was destroying, and that's what you were referring to, Stan, that pollution was going to be destroying America, and we would have to start spending huge amounts of money to reverse the pollution. And they actually put in the report, in the book, that if we start now, it'll take 10, 20 years, and things will be so horrible that we'll be able to scare the public and tell them they're going to be dropping dead in the streets with the pollution if we don't start spending big amounts of money on the changing of environmental problems.
And so basically they shut down the nuclear industry, and nuclear industry is safe and efficient, very inexpensive. They managed to run up the cost by all the lawsuits. They said, well, what will we do with the nuclear fuel? We don't know what to do with the nuclear fuel. Why don't we reprocess it? Every other country in the world does. But, of course, we can burn coal and create mercury and poison the fish. And you see, you got to have a problem before you can come up with a solution. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And, Bob, you pick up the story from there.
Well, what was really interesting about this, the book on and the report that had been done back at that time, is that, of course, the big deal is that all of the things that they pointed out, for the most part, have been now put online and are now part of our government control. Since that period of time, of course, in the last 40 years, we've watched the United States become much closer to socialism. And by the way, I believe we spoke a while back on the recent verbal blunder of misspoken words by Ms. Waters, Congresswoman Waters, where she actually said that she was going to be herself participating in the next few years to socialize the United States. And she said that as actually a slip of the tongue on live television to millions of people watching the Senate and congressional inquiries only about, I'm talking about 3 weeks ago. And of course the socialism, the socialized medicine concepts that they're trying to work on now, and a point that everyone has to do. You know, this is absolutely a requirement. If I was an instructor or a professor, I would have a class and I would make them do this, ask them to do this, and then test them on it. And that is that everybody that's listening to us this evening, Stan, has to go back and look at the Communist Manifesto. Of the ten major points of the Communist Manifesto, basically, I guess, put together by Karl Marx, at least the concepts came from him. And the basic things like the abolition of private property. You know, people don't realize that they don't own property. We don't really own property. We can say that we own our house, but you're making a payment on it someplace along the line. If you paid for the house, you're paying taxes on it, and you pay taxes every month or every year, whatever manner you do it. And if you don't pay that county, city, or state tax...
Hold that thought, Bob. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Certainly, Bob is simply pointing out that we really don't own our property. You have to pay taxes on it. If you don't pay your taxes, they take your property away. If you really owned it, they wouldn't be able to take it away just for not paying taxes. But Basically, everything is moving towards total control over the individual from the cradle to the grave, and everybody wants it. Well, you'll get be taken care of, but people have forgotten any government that can provide whatever you need has to be able to take whatever that you have, and that's what it's really all about. It's all about establishing a fascist society in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, our guest is Bob Fletcher. And, Bob, before we go on, I want you to get your website out so people would know how they can get in touch with your ministry and the information you have available.
Okay, sure. We have a good little web page, actually several pages, a good site where anybody's interested in the investigations that we've carried out and put them with a sufficient amount of knowledge behind them and proof and documentation on everything we've done. And we put them on a DVD recorded form so that people can get them and go over them. And you can contact, actually, if you go on the web, on the computer, if you just go punch in BobFletcherInvestigations.com, that's BobFletcherInvestigations.com, it'll bring up our website, and you can go over all of the present DVD on our all the different reports of investigations we've carried out. If you want to drop me a note, you can do that by sending a little note to us at Bob Fletcher, Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803.
And Bob does a great job. We carry all of his DVDs, I think, of every one of them. But they're all excellent. We carry them because we think it's important for you to get them and to watch them. He's put his heart and soul into them. But the information is valid, and you need to understand what's really going on. And it's great to see it in DVD form, well-organized and accurate. So you go ahead, Bob.
Well, we tend, and I forget it also myself periodically. I have to shake myself back and review it. And that is what I was just talking about, the 10 planks of that Communist Manifesto. It's so very scary, folks, that we, without a doubt, are headed in that direction. We have been intentionally guided in that direction. The misinformation that goes on against people like Dr. Stan and myself and other people that are out trying to let you know and realize what's taking place, right under our noses and with our own money. That's, I guess, the worst part, is they are able to take our money, collect it out of our pockets, and use it against us. And the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto will really shake you up, because when you go down them, each one of them, one after another, you realize that it's describing the environment that the United States average citizen is living under already. They've at least accomplished 90%. And, of course, I'm old enough to remember Nikita Khrushchev making the statement on the before the United Nations back way back in the early 60s, I guess it was. And he said that it may even have been in the late 50s. But when he did that shoe episode, banging his shoe on the floor, on the desk and using it as a gavel.
Yeah, that was, I think that was under the Eisenhower administration. So that late 50s.
That's right. And the big statement that he made that stuck in everybody's mind that cared was the fact that he said, "We will end up converting you or burying you without firing a shot," and that your democratic which, of course, we're a republic. We're not a democracy. We're a republic, but everybody's already forgotten that. But he said your democratic form of free government will slowly be moved to end up like our communist government, and that we will bury you without firing a shot. And it's very scary, but the reality is, if you have an illness, it's better to know that you've got that illness. And if we're having a problem of having corrupted people guide the United States of America in a negative direction, you've got to know about it and realize it and do whatever you can to put a stop to it. And unfortunately, it's Khrushchev, who was the leader of Communist Party at that time out of Russia, Soviet Union, was absolutely right. They are slowly eating away at us. And people can say, well, communism is dead. I don't think so, folks. I mean, they got the proletariat. It's still exactly the way it was in Russia. They have a handful of people running the millions of people in the state of Russia and under their power, and it's not a free state any more than the Red Chinese.
Well, I think one of the most important things to realize is that there is no communism in Russia. Communism is a cover word for a small group of very powerful people controlling a massive society, using the military and the police to control the masses. It really is the establishment of a ruling elite. And that is why our ruling elite works very closely with their ruling elite. In fact, we've kept them in power since the inception of the Russian Revolution. The best enemy money could buy, but they're all working together for a common goal. And that is the one world government, the one world financial system, the one world currency, the one world religion, because our leaders and their leaders have the common goal, because I believe they worship the same God, but it's not the God of the Bible. And they're preparing the way for the new coming one world leader. When you look at that, everything makes sense. If you look at it logically, I mean, well, they don't have communism in Russia. They never had communism in Russia. We got more socialism in the United States than they ever had in Russia. What's wrong with this picture? And what's wrong with it is our reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. Go right ahead, Bob.
And that's absolutely right. And it doesn't mean whether you want to think in terms of the word communism or it is basically, I used to have, every once in a while, somebody would debate and say, bring up the point. They would say, well, you know, what's wrong with socialism and communism and socialized government? Because the everybody gets a fair shot at everything. Everybody gets a fair share of everything. And all of the financials and all of those, all of that's dispersed evenly among the those people with a lesser chance to move ahead. And that's an argument that used to be used by those people that would back that type of a socialistic government. But the truth is, you know, you can look at it in Red China, or look at it in, just use the two, Red China and Russia, you know, the leadership in Russia, they're not in any breadlines. You're not going to see any members of the proletariat, their personal structure for their government. You're not going to find any of those guys or women. There's not too many of them up there, but you're not going to find them in the breadline. You're not going to see them driving on the crowded buses, on the trolleys, and hanging on for dear life on the side of a 5-cent trolley. They're driving in Rolls Royces and Mercedes Benz. They have chauffeurs. They have bodyguards. They're eating filet mignons. They're having champagne and caviar. What the happens there is they take something like 75% or 80% of the money that they are taxing or levying against their people. They take that, do with it as they will, and then take the remaining 25%, 30%, 20%, whatever's left over, and that's split evenly among all the rest of the poor working the working personalities of those countries. So the idea that they're equally getting medications and they're equally getting medical care and they're equally getting educational, that's baloney. And, of course, the education is totally controlled. And that's a perfect point. That's one of the planks of the manifesto for communism was the controlled government education. And if you look at it now, that's exactly, not only do we have subsidized education in the United States that they call free, cost us billions of dollars and they call it free, But they actually, I was amazed. The other day I was in the library. By the way, you have to ask when the last time any of your friends have gone to a library. I was in a library with my wife, and there was a huge display of books that have been banned in the United States libraries, has been pulled out of the different libraries. And I knew about it, but it was very graphic when I saw book covers and such books as Tom Sawyer that have been pulled from the libraries in the United States. And the Holy Bible pulled from certain libraries in the United States. And they're under the pretense that there's something in there. Now, for the Bible, they pulled the Bible out of some of the libraries, and they're working to pull them out of all of them. But they pull the Bible out of some of the libraries on the basis that it's not a free representation of all religions. They pulled Tom Sawyer's out because they used racial words in it that we no longer use in our society. So they have pulled that wonderful historic study of the South, the story of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, and they have pulled that from the shelves of the libraries. And there was a whole slew, I don't even have off the top of my head, I don't recall all of them, but there was an entire shelf display in the library showing people how many things have been described as criminal or in poor taste sufficiently that they've actually been removed from library shelves. Were you aware, Stan, that they've actually pulled the Bible from a lot of the public libraries?
Well, I wouldn't be so tall surprised. I wasn't aware of it, but I wouldn't be surprised at anything. When our President Obama, who is running two wars in the Middle East, can get the Nobel Peace Prize, I don't know if you saw the announcement when the Norwegian Nobel Peace Prize got up and announced that the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize was Obama, and you could hear all the people in the audience hearing, "What? Why? How?" You know, these are the Norwegians. They couldn't understand it. We live in a world gone mad. If you understand we live in a world gone mad, everything makes sense.
What's really almost humorous, I guess, but interesting on that, I think it was February, where President Obama was in the presidential seat 1 month, and he was nominated for the Peace Prize. Yeah, that's the month that they close out nominations. So he was in there for 30 days and was nominated. And then, of course, you know, what they said is, well, he was nominated after 30 days, but he's done so much that he deserved it, what he's done in just the last handful of months.
Well, you know, I don't know if you ever watched Saturday Night Live, but of course you'll see more truth on Saturday Night Live than you will on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and CNN put together, CSNBC and CNN. And they had a skit on there 2 weeks ago where the man who is pretending to be Barack Obama sits there in the Oval Office and says, "I wanted to analyze what I've done. I mean, I'm being criticized by the right. I'm being criticized by the right for all the things I'm doing for bringing socialism and communism to America. Let's look and see what I've done. I mean, if they're right in criticizing me for what I've done, you know, I promised to get closed down, certainly the camp there in Cuba. And what have I done? Nothing. I mean, I promised to bring health care, socialized medicine. What have I done? Nothing." He goes down all this list of all the things he hasn't done. How could the right criticize me for doing all these things? I haven't done anything at all. You know, I promised to get our troops out of Afghanistan, and, I've expanded the war. So how can you criticize me for all the things I've done wrong? Because I've accomplished absolutely nothing. And then, of course, the following week, he got the Nobel Peace Prize.
It's amazing. I don't know. And, you know, you try. It's so frustrating for myself. I think personally, it's frustrating because I had been out, same as yourself, lecturing and trying to bring things to the attention of the general public for so long, and they tend to, demonize. I've been demonized and had the box thrown at me and what have you, if nothing, not physically, but verbally, you know, when they try to make those of us that point these things out and step up, well, we're considered to be radicals, either left or right, and it gets it, I get a laugh out of that. It depends on who's the president at the time, if they are Republican or Democrat. If you are opposed to criminality and things going on that may be criminal within the government, then you're called an extreme left winger. If it's a right Republican in office, if it's a Democrat in the office, then we're considered to be extreme right winger. So we're whatever they throw stones at us. I had a when in 95, 96, I guess it was, when I was so extremely active and still on the road, I had the New Yorker magazine came in, and they interviewed me, and they actually ran, Stan, they ran a story in New Yorker magazine that was one of the longest stories ever written by anyone, even including presidents of the United States, was done on myself. And it was something like 17 pages long in the New Yorker. And the idea was totally to ridicule the fact that I was out there and that I was trying to point out all of these things and do the best I could to wake up the average American to what's going on. And they demonized me. And I had a very high-level friend in Washington, D.C. at that time that called me and said, "Congratulations, that's unbelievable that you would have such a huge story just written about you in this in the New Yorker."
And here's Bob, it just shows you were being effective.
And that was the whole point.
I mean, it was
point.
The greatest thing. I mean, basically, what was that old saying? I don't know what they write about me. Just be sure you spell
right.
My name right.
Right.
Hey, we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher, certainly one of our favorite guests.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
But he is primarily listener supported, and if you're out there, we do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family and help us. We've got 60 outlets every week, and believe me, it's an expensive proposition to actually maintain that. But we've got some of the greatest stations, greatest times. We got KBRIGHT in Southern California. Certainly, it's a couple of thousand dollars a month just for one program, half an hour a week. But we got noontime on the second largest Christian station down there. Reaches from San Diego to Visalia. And we need to reach those people with the truth. And I don't want to give up that station. I think that if the people continue supporting us as they have, why, we'll be able to maintain our network across America. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, don't be bashful. And then, of course, we want to remind you, our all-day seminar, it's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 25th, that's a Sunday, and we've got people from coming all across the country, but we need to get your reservation this week. We are actually, of course, going to have lunch, so we have to know if you're going to be there. Bring in Catherine Albright, Ashley Mote, Tom Horn, William Grigg. It's going to be a great time. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you about the case of Brotherhood of Darkness, which, of course, you can get as a very inexpensive pledge. If you'd like to know more about it, you can call Mary at the exchange. But certainly you can get a case of these, very inexpensive, and give them away, sell them, do whatever you want to. But we need to get people to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's going on. Dan Brown is getting the information out about the other dimension, the Fox serialized program, The Fringe, is doing the same thing. And ladies and gentlemen, there really is another dimension. You need to hear my talk on The Forbidden Secret. On the financial Armageddon, on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see the Secret Mystery series. There are three DVDs, very professionally done, on the origin of America, the secret mysteries, the secret history of America's, of the architecture of our nation's capital. The Eye of the Phoenix goes into the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill. This is not imaginary, it's real. You need to see Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series, The Final Countdown, because all of the things that were prophesied are coming to pass today. Does that mean that you have nothing to worry about? Well, I always tell people, you know, what happens if the rapture comes 30 years after America's fallen? And you've seen your children destroyed, you've seen everything you've worked for destroyed. I mean, we were put here by God to participate, and we're called to participate. And if you're a man of courage, you will be standing up and joining us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation under God can long exist. So, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Remember, you can actually hear us on a regular basis on the Internet, where you can listen to us 9 hours a day on the Internet, or on shortwave 3 hours a day. We're on satellite 9 hours a day. We have the archive programs, the MP3 programs, the blog programs. Get the information, get others listening, and help us reach America. And not only that, but bring people into the kingdom of God. And if you were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? Are you absolutely certain? Do you have a personal relationship with our Lord? Well, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection, and so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So glad to have you joining us today on the 12th of October, 2009. I bet you didn't know it, but it is Thanksgiving Day today. Did you know that, John?
I did not know that.
Well, it's always Thanksgiving Day for the Power Hour, but it's an official Thanksgiving Day somewhere else other than the United States. And silly me, I thought the pilgrims came here. I thought the Mayflower landed here. Silly me. We'll talk about who is celebrating Thanksgiving today. Some of you may already know, but there is another country that celebrates Thanksgiving Day. I feel like we're being robbed. I mean, that's all American. Also, at the same time, we have the U.S. and Israel with a new military exercise. Don't like the sound of this one, called Juniper Cobra. But my crack researcher here in the studio, Josh, found that there's already been another Juniper Cobra, so we'll talk about that. And I am very, very sad to say that it appears now from listening to getting an email from one of our listeners, there's been a death in the audience of the Power Hour of a one-year-old child. We are so sad. I will tell you about this later because we need to talk about how this one-year-old child died. I'm just so sad, and I'm so, what a tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. Let's remember one of our own listeners and their grandchild. The FDA and Glaxo are now warning of the drug Relenza. A death has occurred as a result of Relenza. If you think that these drugs are for the good or for the greater good, well, listen to this story. Did you know that in the UK, police have stopped, or in the United States, I'm sorry, that the police have stopped over a million people on the street? This story is coming out of New York. A million people have been stopped. For what? They have a new thing called stop and frisk. What are they thinking? Airports are now going to screen for H1N1 symptoms. But patients with a vaccine allergy, they say, are going to be vaccinated anyway. Put them in the doctor's office. Let a doctor watch them. We talked about this last Friday. I can't believe it. Israel's threats are inexplicable. Where are we going to war next? I think you probably know. And a new U.S. missile plan raises questions in Russia. The Mayans are getting a lot of attention right now. Remember 2012, the end of the world? Is it or is it not? Well, the Mayans are getting really tired of answering all the questions as to what happens on 2012. And a big story occurring in Afghanistan right now. Remember that we need more men, we need more men, let's throw more men at this war. You know, 40,000, 60,000, 100,000, just give us some men. Can you believe that they are using weapons that have failed them and that's the reason for the recent deaths of our military? Could it be like the the suits that were the mop suits, the chemical biological mop suits, in the other war, the Desert Storm War, that failed? Could it be like the helmets, the masks that failed? I can't believe it. And is there something better than pepper spray you can use in your own home and you don't have to register to get it or license or anything else? There's something you can use better than pepper spray. We'll talk about that. Israel Defense Force is preparing for U.S. missile systems. And, yes, we will be talking about Juniper Cobra, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and don't eat any plums that come from a certain area. There's big recall news on plums. I think they're going to be recalling anything that is of value for you. Some reason they seem to want you to not be eating all those good foods. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, and then we're going to have Bob Chapman join us because we got to hear about what he has to say on the banks. And there's a lot to say. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill...